We're on Yeshaya, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches. We were learning, Vatomer Tzion Azovani Hashem. Tzion felt there Hashem abandoned her. It's like we've been in Golos, we're gone. Hashem forgot, Hashem Shechechoni. That was previously in Perek Yud Dalet. And Hashem says, I remember you. Hein al kapayim chakosich, you're like engraved on the palm of my hands, kaviyachol. Meaning Hashem says, you're always in front of me. Chomosayich, your walls are always in front of me. Mi haru bonoyich, your children will quickly return. We're in Perek Mem Tes. Pasuk Yud Ches. See, Sovi Veinayich Uri'i. The Novi says, See, Sovi Veinayich, raise your eyes all around. Uri'i and see. Kulam Nikbitsu, they've all gathered together, Bo'uloch, and they've come to you. At the time of the Geula, Tzion will no longer be abandoned. Yerushalayim won't be empty. You'll see all of Bnei Yisrael will return. Chayoninu Hashem. Hashem says, as I live, Aloshen Shavua, like I swear, Kaviyachol by my life, Hashem says. I make a Shavua. Kichulam Kadi Silboshi. That you'll clothe yourself with all of them like jewelry. Usekashrim kakalo, and you'll adorn yourself like a kala, like a bride adorns herself with all the ornaments. When Bnei Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, will be the beauty of the land. And Yerushalayim will feel clothed in grandeur by the presence of the Bnei Yisrael. See, Sovi Veinayich Uri'i, as the Malbim explains, we're talking now in the beauty is Yeshaya said these words at the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, before the Golos, before the final Golos when we'd be scattered to all corners of the earth. This was hundreds of years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And yet, Yeshaya saw that it would be scattered around the whole world and would gather in from all over. See, Sovi Veinayich. You're not focusing on one direction, but raise your eyes and look all around. In every direction you'll see Bnei Yisrael returning. Uri, and you'll see. Kulam. You'll have all of them. It won't just be an isolated few straggling in, but all of them. Nikbitsu, they're gathered from all of their places, all the different countries, they gather together. That itself is one of a wonder that from all four corners of the world we're gathered together. In Bo'uloch, the destination is not only the Bnei Yisrael all gathered together, which itself would be miraculous, how after the centuries and from all over they're gathering, and they're all going to return to Yerushalayim. Bo'uloch, they're going to come to you. Chayoninu Hashem, and it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Shavua. It's so unbelievable, because we've seen, now already it seems believable, that we all come to Eretz Yisrael. But when the Navi says this, to imagine a nation scattered all over, that they should all gather and return, it's so unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give a Shavua, he swears. You can't believe it, but you have to know. You have to know, Chayoni Ne'um Hashem. I swear, Hashem says. Kichulam, all of them. And there's a stress, this is the second time it says that word, Kulam, all of them. Ibn Ezra seems to learn the Ulam is, he brings up Shad from Rav Moshe HaKohen, that we mentioned in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mahorsayich Machrivayich, those that destroy and cause the problem for Klal Yisrael is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mimech Yotzo. It's our Averis, there are Rishoyim. It's the inner, it's our faults. It's those Rishoyim that are causing the problems. But when the Gula comes, Kulam, all of them, even the Rishayim, they'll all be gathered in. That's what Ibn Ezra says. Which is very startling if you learn it with the rest of the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Kulam Ka'adi Silboshi. Klal Yisrael is compared, Eretz Yisrael is now being compared to the land that's empty and that's barren. It's like the children are gone, it's lacking, it's missing. But if you imagine those empty ruins and the wasteland of Eretz Yisrael and of Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden it's covered with people and with houses and dwellings, and it starts to be settled. It's like the bare ground is being clothed in people. Kichulam, with all of them, you're going to be clothed, and not just in Kadisil Boshi. Eretz Yisrael will consider it, will feel like they're being clothed in the most beautiful garments. They're being bedecked in jewelry. When Bnei Yisrael comes, each one is like a jewel, is like a precious garment, a precious diamond. Kichulam Kadisil Boshi, with all of them, the land will take pride in Bnei Yisrael returning. And there'll be that first wave. And as the Malbim says, and then even after that, after the first group comes, he says, Acher shekvar hisyashev hamokom, after the land is already settled, bo alav o yoshvim, nichbodim, sorim v'chachomim, there'll be more choshuva people coming. Which, keeping in mind what the Malbim had mentioned earlier, that the Malbim learnt in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Malbim said, the Kibbutz Golios will precede the building of Yerushalayim. Which, as I say, is remarkable, considering the Malbim wrote it before we had our country and people came. But he said he learnt like those Poiskim, like those Meforshim, that said that they'll come to Eretz Yisrael first. So he says there'll be the first wave of people in Kichulam Kadis Lubashi. You'll be clothed in them like with this beautiful garment. And then there'll be more coming. Uskashrim Kakala. And that will be an additional beauty. It'll be like somebody wearing a beautiful garment, and on that they put the jewelry. The garment itself is beautiful and is royal. And then on that they put on the extra ornaments. Uskashrim Kakala. Uskasha means to tie. Either it means some type of bows or ribbons or something that a kala ties, or the Malbim learns like the ring that the chassan gives the kala, the wedding band, and she wears it as a remembrance of that bond between her and the chassan. And so too, when Bnei Yisrael return to Yerushalayim, will be Uskashim Kakala, will be on the land. The land will feel the closeness between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and the land will all be like that wedding band that's tightly attached to the land of Eretz Yisrael. There'll no longer be any Golus. Do we see this happening yet or not? That's the question. It's remarkable. On one hand, you could say that sometimes there are lands that are, others come from other countries and they settle it. Have we seen already is this the beginning of the Kiyum of the Pasuk? That already is a Hashkafah debate. But the Pasuk Lefi, the way the Malbim is learning, is that the people will come from all over the world, they'll settle the land, and the land will be viewed as this beautiful ornament. Ki Chorvo Sayich. And you wonder, where is everyone going to settle? Ki Chorvo Sayich. Your ruins. Vishomim Osayich, and your desolations. A ruin is a place that's had buildings that have been falling and becoming dilapidated, and the roofs are caving in and the walls are collapsing. There's something there that's been ruined. A greater state of desolation is Shomim Osayach, where it's desolate. It's empty. There are no buildings. It's not a ruin. It's just wasteland. And then there's Ve'eretz Harisu Seich, a third even more extreme measure. A devastated land. But Harisu Seich means an enemy came and destroyed it willfully. And all of these areas that Eretz Yisrael has, whether it's the ruined cities, the empty, open wasteland, or the lands that were purposely destroyed, Eretz Harisu Seich, and Ki'ata now Teitzri Miyoshev. Now all of a sudden, Teitzri, there'll be too crowded Miyoshev from those that are the inhabitants. And they'll be filled with Bnei Yisrael. They won't be filled with your enemies, those that devour you, the Mivaloyich, those that want to swallow up and take whatever we have. They'll be distanced. The Gemara learns out in Kiddushin in the fourth Perek that when Klal Yisrael has been, whenever they've been in Golus, Tziva Hashem liYaakov Sivivov Tzorov. The Pasuk says in Eicha, it's like wherever we dwell, we seem to have our enemies around us. It's like, you know, in other words, the worst enemies, those people are on the distant corners of the world that you don't have a connection with. They don't really, they're not our greatest enemies. Our greatest enemies are right next to us, in Golus, as we go through Golus. But here we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael, Berochakum of Aloyach, there'll no longer be any danger, any harm from any enemies. And the land will be filled with the Bnei Yisrael. Od Yom Ruvoz Nayich. The time will still come. Od Yom Ruvoz Nayich. They will still tell over and they'll say in your ears, Bnei Shikuloyich, the children Shikuloyich from whom you were bereaved. Shechula means somebody who lo aleinu loses a child, loses children. That's the term shikuloyich, to be bereaved. And it's like Tzion, Yerushalayim has its children, and they're gone. They've been killed. They've been exiled. She lost touch with the children. She figures there are no more any children. There's no one left. But od yom ruvoz nayich, they'll still say in your ears, b'nei shikuloyich, the children that you thought you were bereaved, those children were lost, and all of a sudden they're going to be there, and they're going to say, Tzar li hamakom, the place is too crowded for me. Gishali ve'sheva, and most Meforshim learn Gishali ve'sheva means move aside for me. Make room ve'sheva so that I could sit. There'll be such a full crowd that everyone will say, move over and make room for me to sit. The Malbim learns, which is interesting. He says, Hagosha l'richuk ein lo reya. You don't find elsewhere in Tanakh, Hagosha means to distance yourself. Like Vayigash means to come close. Vayigash means to be close, not to distance. Gishali, you don't find Hagosha to mean to move to a distance. V'lachem pirsh ha-meforshim eino nachon. And therefore the Malbim says, what all the Meforshim say isn't correct. Hagosha means to be close. What it here means, Bnei Yisrael are going to say it's too crowded. Gishali, bring close to me additional land. I might be living in Chutz Laaretz. I might be on the borders. I could be in Syria. I could be in Jordan. I could be in one of the other outlying countries or further out, not Eretz Yisrael. And there's not enough room in Eretz Yisrael. Gishali, bring me additional land, Ve'sheva, that I could settle, that where I'm living should have the halacha should have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim. The Abar Benel, it's interesting, the Abar Benel lived and experienced and went through the suffering with the expulsion from Spain and from Portugal, and he traveled from one country to another. And on this Indian, the Abar Benel has two questions. And if you think about the questions were asked hundreds of years ago. The questions were asked hundreds of years ago, And Abarbanel asks, Klal Yisrael among the nations is very few. There aren't too many Yidden. And even if they gather from the whole world, how is it possible to fill up Eretz Yisrael? He writes, there's not even enough Jews in the world to fill up one little Medina, one little district, one little area. How can they be going to fill up Eretz Yisrael? And then he further writes, especially Chazal say Yerushalayim is going to expand. It's going to be bigger than we have now. In other words, we're looking at certainly how is it possible? And Baruch Hashem, now we can imagine, Amir Hashem, everyone comes back to Eretz Yisroel, and who haven't even started calculating with us, Eretz HaShvatim. But when everyone comes back, Amir Hashem, we'll see these Nevuas that indeed it'll be filled. So, just the question of the Abarbanel, how is it possible to imagine these Nevuos? But Od Yomru Voznayich, they'll still say in your ears, B'nei Shikuloyich, the children from whom you were Shechula, the children that you lost, they'll say, Tzarli Hamokum, it's too crowded, Gesholi Ve'Sheva, make room so that I can also live in Eretz Yisrael. V'omar Bilvoveich, and you'll say in your heart, Mi Yolad Li Yaseila, who has given birth for me to all these children? I'm bereaved and alone. Galmuda is somebody who the Gemara says is separated from her husband. Either because she's a nida, she's impure, or but Galmuda is a term for somebody who's distanced from her husband. Ani shechula, I don't have my children. V'galmuda, I don't have my husband. Gola, I'm in exile, traveling from one country to another. V'sura, and even in the place where I am, I'm constantly wandering and moving around. So who reared, who brought up these children? All of a sudden, who raised them? Behold, I was left by myself. Where are they coming from? The Malbim says there's three questions that Tzion is asking. We're comparing in the mashal to a woman whose children died and she doesn't have a husband. She's wandering. She doesn't have a place to rest. Nobody brings her into the house. And then all of a sudden she feels like, sleeping on the park bench. She's mamish all alone, like this woman all alone. And all of a sudden children start coming from all over. That's the way Tzion feels. And she has three questions. V'omar bilvoveich, you're going to say in your heart, Mi yolad li yaseila? Who gave birth to these children from me? In other words, v'ani shechula v'galmuda, all the children that I knew of, they're all killed, they're exiled, they're lost, they're gone. So where do the children come from? Gola, v'sura, I've been wandering. And since, even if somehow I would have had children, somebody gave birth to these children that they're mine, but ve'ela migidel, who raised these children? If I'm a goal of a surah, I'm not in a stable place, a woman who's always wandering and doesn't have a house, doesn't have a permanent abode, who's raising these children? That Klal Yisrael, and if you think about it, the fact that Klal Yisrael, we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and there's so many Yidden who are attached and close to the Torah, learn Torah and keep the mitzvahs, and are Ovdei Hashem and serve Hashem. How did that happen? Who raised them? If you're in the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, we can understand that to a certain extent. You have Ashras Hashchina, you see the miracles, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. In Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael, I can understand it, but from Golos, and they, and even those that aren't the way they should be, but they know they're Jews and they're coming back and they identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all of these centuries, Ve'ela Migidil, who raised them? And the third question is, if somehow I have children, and somehow they've been raised, but Hein Ani Nisharti Levadi, behold, I've remain by myself. I'm here at Tzion, Yerushalayim. It's an empty, barren wasteland. It was that way for centuries. There's a famous story Mark Twain visited in the early 1900s, and he wrote that he couldn't imagine, you know, the Holy Land was like so over, it was just no man's land. It was totally destroyed, and Yerushalayim says, I remained all by myself. And how is it like from all over the world, somehow they found me. They found their mother. They came back to Eretz Yisrael. Ela Eifohem. As if Ela Mei Eifohem. Where are they? Where are they coming from? That's the questions that Yerushalayim has. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. So says Hashem Elokim. And throughout this perek, we had a number of times, Koy Omar Hashem, so says Hashem, we'll see it again in Pasuk Chof Hey. Here it's Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim is the Midas Hadin. So, Ko Omar Hashem Elokim, so says Hashem Elokim, Hine Esol Goyim Yodi, I'll raise my hand to the Goyim. And those nations, they'll see my hand, they'll get the signal to send the Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Vel amim orim nisi, and to those people who are in Am, they're a nation, they're united, and they're on a higher level. They might feel they're not ready to send the Jews out so quickly. I'll have to raise a banner. There'll be that battle of Gog and Magog, and then they'll let the Jews go. Veviu v'naich b'chotzen, and they'll bring your children b'chotzen in their arms, or wrapped up in their garment. Uvnosayich al kosef tinosena. And your daughters will be carried on the shoulder with, again, a concern. And that's when Hashem gives the signal, they'll bring us back. The Malbim learns almost everything that I say in this year is from the Ikkar Meforshim on the Novi, the Gemaras, the Malbim, or the Das Sofrim. But here I actually had a thought. The Malbim says... The Malbim learns that when they'll bring the children b'chotzen, I just want to see this. The term of the Malbim is, he learns b'chotzen is a kisei shenosim boes hasarin. It's like a chair in which you carry important people. And they'll bring you back like on a chair. Sometimes you see the pictures of the old emperors. They were sitting on a chair that had poles underneath, and the people carried the chair. Uvenosayich, the Malbim says, your daughters who are afraid to sit on such a chair, al kosev tinosena, they will be carried on the shoulder, and they'll be brought back to their land. And I was actually wondering, isn't it scarier to be carried higher up on the shoulder? It seems that the boys, the men will be carried in a chair, and the women will be carried on the shoulder. Interestingly, the Gemara discusses in Beya, on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, about whether a person is allowed to carry others on a chair on Yom Tov. If that's considered to be Uvda Dechol, is that considered to be a proper activity for Yom Tov? And the Gemara mentions that there were Amoroim who were carried on the chair, and they were brought. And the Malbim says as follows, he mentions, there were those who were afraid of the crowds that was pushing, and those that were afraid, Sha'omdim al raglayim v'toyrach tziburhu, or others would have to stand for them. Hilkach mekasvilhu avdehem v'talmidehem umolichin oson maher limakomon. There were those that they were carried on the shoulder, and this way they were able to go quickly to their place. And Rashi says earlier, when they were carried on the shoulders, one person would place his hands on the other person's shoulder. And by placing his hands on the shoulder, I guess somebody who was held that way doesn't have to worry about the arm breaking. He feels secure that it's nothing can buckle. But if they're holding a chair using their hands, and the chair gets heavy, so they can just let go and the chair collapses. It falls to the ground. So those that don't feel secure being carried in a chair, they would rest using their shoulder. They'd place their hands on the person in front on the shoulder, and with the hands on the shoulders, they could rest the chair on that, or have, and that would be more stable. But your sons will be brought b'chotzen, your daughters will be brought on the shoulder, and that's the way they'll be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. V'hoyu malachim omnayich. And you had a previous question. You had a question, who raised the children? How is it that I have these children and they were in Golis and they were raised? V'hoyu malachim omnayich. The kings will be the ones who are the ones who will raise you. And their princesses will be those who will nurse the babies. Meaning, menikosayich is the earlier stage, and even older when they still need to be raised, kings will do that. But the royalty of the nations of the world will care for Kal Yisrael and will take care of them. And somehow they'll be able to make it through their golus. And eventually, apayim eretz yishtachavu loch, with their face to the ground, they'll bow down to you. Va'afar raglayich yilachechu, and they'll lick the dust of your feet. It could be the pshat is as difficult, as terrible as the golus is, and as painful. It's like the Ramban mentions, Chazal say in Parshas Vayishlach, there's always a revach, there's always a space between one tzara and another. Very often it's in one country we're suffering terribly, the other land is a place that we escaped, is a place of refuge. And very often it's even unwillingly and unknowingly. But I was thinking it's possible that the Malachim Omnayich, the kings will raise you. It could be they have certain government programs and funding. They'll provide whatever, transportation for all school children. So, of course, our children go to the yeshivas, they have busing. It could be there are unknowing things that they don't even necessarily intend it. But the kings are the ones who will raise you. Their princesses will be the ones who will nurse you. And somehow Klal Yisrael will be raised and protected through their golus until it reaches the point where they'll totally bow down, apayim with their face to the ground, they'll bow to you, and they'll lick the dust of your feet, they'll realize how great Klal Yisrael is. We had earlier in Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Yud Dalet, it also talked about the Goyim realizing how great Klal Yisrael is. But over there in Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Yud Dalet, it concluded, it said, Ve'ilayich yishtachavu, they'll bow to you. Ve'ilayich yispalolu, they'll daven to you. Any request they'll ask for the Jews to intercede for them. But there it said, Ach boch keil, because the Goyim will say, you know what? The true God, the only power, the only force, the only kale is by Klal Yisrael. The Einod, Ephes Elokim, there is no other. There they'll bow down. On one hand, you have the two facets. The one is they'll see Klal Yisrael like we're seeing here in Perek Nun. They'll see that Klal Yisrael is on a higher level and is deserving of honor, and they'll totally be mavatal themselves, they'll nullify themselves, they'll do everything, they'll lick the dust of your feet. And we had in Perek Mem Hei the idea that because Klal Yisrael is the only one that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they'll bow to us. V'yodat, and the last question you had was, okay, I know how they came in from Golis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them the signal. He'll raise his hand or he'll bring in the raise the banner. We know how they're coming in. And we know who raised them. The nations of the world themselves helped us to grow and develop. even I was thinking in a ruchniistic state, it certainly was not their intention. But there's a whole field, there's a whole wealth of discussions going back even to the Rishonim, when they were forced to have debates with the Goyim. The truth is, the Gemara mentions in Bechoros and elsewhere the debates that Klal Yisrael, the Chachmei Yisrael, had with the Goyim. And somehow, from all of its tzaras and the difficulties, it brought forth a wealth of writings from the Rishonim to clarify the Yisodos HaEmunah, what Yiddishkeit is all about. Whether they wanted to or they didn't want to, whether they knew it or they didn't know it, but the kings and everyone helps raise Klal Yisrael. And the last step is, who gave birth to them? Where are they coming from? There was a churban, a destruction, they were killed, it looked like they disappeared. V'yodad ki ani Hashem. The Novi concludes, you should know that I am Hashem, you will know that I'm Hashem. Asher lo yevoshu kovoy. That those that hope in me, and those that are looking forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they won't be ashamed. Klal Yisrael, we're hoping in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you would have imagined that there'd be no Jews left. Chas v'shalom. But those that place their hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't be ashamed, things will work out. And therefore, after all these centuries, who gave birth to Klal Yisrael? Who produced all of these millions of children? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael. You'll know that I'm Hashem, Asher lo yevoshu kovoy. Hayukach. By the way, this Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Medrash learns out, is a kiyum of the Pasuk we just learned, Yavducha Amim. That the nations of the world will serve you, v'yishtachavu l'chol umim, and they'll bow to you. This is where it reaches its ultimate, in the Yemos HaMashiach, when the nations of the world will bow to Klal Yisrael. Hayukach migibor malkoach. The nations say, when you have a malkoach, something that's seized by a warrior, a gibor, and he took it for himself. Malkoach is something he took for himself. His loot. Is it possible to retrieve that? Hayukach migibor malkoach. If a gibor, Rashi and the other Mephoshim bring down, it's going on Esav. Esav conquered Klal Yisrael. They destroyed, they took us into their gullus. We're in their grips. Is it possible to take away from the gibor what he's taken? To retrieve that loot? Vim shvi tzadik yimolek, or a shvi, or somebody who's been captured. Tzaddik, who's the tzaddik, referring to Yaakov Avinu. Could you imagine that Shavit Tzaddik, the tzaddik like Yaakov Yimolei, will escape? And all the Mephoshim learned Shavit Tzaddik means if somebody is captured righteously, meaning he deserved it. If Klal Yisrael did Averis, and they deserved Golus, why do you think they're going to get out of it? In Shavit Tzaddik, if they're captured justly, Yimolei, do you think he'll be able to escape? But Kicho Omar Hashem, so says Hashem, Gam Shvi Gibor Yukoch. Even the captives of a Gibor, of a warrior, can be retrieved. Umalkoach Oritz, and even if there's a Oritz, a very powerful or a fierce, a very strong Gibor, an Oritz, the Malkoach of an Oritz is also will be Yimolei. Everything is possible. Right. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, all of this will happen. And I myself will take up your cause, and Hashem will fight our battles. And I myself, I'll save your children. I will feed your tormentors, those that are monayach, those that are constantly embarrassing and humiliating and teasing and making fun of the fact that we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like the lone sheep among the 70 wolves, and they mock us and they ridicule us. Those monayach, from the word like losonu, Isha Samiso means to verbally oppress. But V'achalti Esmonayich, I will feed your tormentors Esbesaram. They'll eat their own flesh. V'che'osis, and like somebody who's drinking sweet wine, Damam Yishkarun, they'll drink on their own blood. Meaning, like it's say in English, they'll eat themselves up. And they'll see that after all of their ridicule for Klal Yisrael, we're the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving. And they'll eat themselves up. And like the Ossis, the sweet wine, Domam Yishkarun, their own blood, they'll have whatever blood maladies, they'll be sick in the, you know, like you take, the doctor will take a blood test to see what's wrong with a person. Their blood themselves, Yishkarun, they'll be drunken and they won't have a clear head. They'll be confused. V'yodu kol basar. And then everyone will know, ki ani Hashem Moshiach, that I, Hashem, am the one who is saving you, v'go aleich avir Yaakov, and your Redeemer is Avir Yaakov, the Mighty One of Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is bringing about the Geula. Others learn, v'achalti es monayich es besaram, those that ridicule Klal Yisrael, I'll feed their flesh. And it leaves it understood who will be fed to. It'll be fed to the animals or the birds or whoever eats the dead carcasses. But their degradation will be visible to all as a clear sign that Klal Yisrael will have the Geula, and those that oppose Klal Yisrael will receive their just punishment. And this will all become evident in the full extent in the time of the Geula b'mehir yameinu.